Blog Talk Radio.
He's a white man. He's not a horse.
because I can hear. I'm looking for a response. I got all the mics.
Oh, yeah, Brother Bilal, I can hear you.
Okay, welcome to the show. And again, this is the New Africa Business Association, Black Belt Wall Street, Blog Talk Radio. And we're broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. And tonight we're going to have an open mic, and which means we're going to talk about things that may concern you. So I am going to turn up the feed in the background again. We don't have our direct connect, so we have to operate from our telephone. I don't know what's happening with our direct connect. But anyway, we can hear each other. So, again, welcome to another edition of the show. Brother Aziz, let me give out some information before I let you do your general comments. And that is for those who wish to call in and participate on tonight's show, the call-in number is 657-383-1372. And you will be able to participate with us live. And that's 657-383-1372. And, of course, those of you who wish to come in on Internet, you just blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC/URL. Again, blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC/URL. And you'll be able to come in on the Internet to participate. Again, Brother Aziz, we have our open mics, but, you know, talking business right now is not going to be very productive because of this war that's going on in Ukraine. Just about everything. Gas prices are high. Interest rates, they tell me, is going to go sky high. Sometimes they're going to be announcing that tomorrow. And so the war that's going on in Ukraine is having effects right here in the United States. And I guess since that's our biggest problem right now, and it's affecting our business conversations or our business objectives, then we're going to talk about the war for those who wish to discuss it. And I am going to make my comments, I think, on just that, what the war in Ukraine and how especially we as African Americans are perceiving this war, because it seems like all the opinions that has any matters, it looked like we're not included. Looked at what went on the House floor just today, and I didn't see where African Americans or any other Americans other than Caucasian Americans had anything to do with talking about the war and anybody's opinion on the war other than Caucasians. But I do know that our boys, our African American brothers and sisters and all other ethnicities are in Europe right now ready to give their lives in the defense of America. And being that that's the case, you would think we would be much more included on how we feel about the war and our opinions on of the war itself. So being that, and this is what I've always talked about, brothers and sisters, about channels of communications. We don't have the channel of communications. Therefore, though, we cannot have our opinions expressed like our Caucasian Americans. They can have their voices heard instantly because they have all the broadcasting and radio, the TVs, newspapers, or any other way of communicating. They have access to all of it. Look like they do not. I just don't see our concerns being considered at all, other than the fact that they have us on the front lines ready to go. So this evening, and so being that we do have the New Africa Black Belt Wall Street blog radio, and we have our own newspapers that we suggest you read, and that is the Muslim Journal. That newspaper is distributed in every African-American community throughout this country, and it has been in distribution now for under certain different names of about 100 years. So, but I'm saying, but still, that's not the, that doesn't give us the proper communication system that we need to inform our communities, have our voices and concerns. Because after all, if the war should break out in Europe, myself being a war veteran and brother and my co-worker, my co-partner is a war veteran, we know what being in war is all about. And we know that just like Vietnam, many of our African-American sisters went down in battle, and many of them are deceased today. And we got us, here it is, 2022, and they all kinds of support is going all over the world, especially Ukraine. Billions of dollars in just a few days has been sent there. But we've been around for hundreds of years, built this country, and now they're telling us we don't even have the right to vote. But at the same time, we're on the front lines. So there are many things that concern our community. But like I said, we don't have that channel or that voice to be heard. And so we're going to take the opportunities this evening to all of you who call in. And I'll give you the call-in number as to where you can participate. And we can hear your opinions and your concerns. And then after hearing everybody's concerns, maybe we can express whether we wish to, and how supportive we wish to be, especially when it comes to giving our blood and guts. So with that said, Brother Aziz, I like to say it, I'm going to yield over to you, and I heard your comments, and as the callers call in, they can give their concerns about this war that is affecting us all, and we don't know how destructive this war is going to become. So, Brother Aziz, again, good evening, and I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yes, good evening, and assalamu alaikum, my brother. Bilal, and thank you. I was going to say to all our listeners in that, you know, one of the things that's going on with this war that's going on between Ukraine and Russia, it's affecting the world economy. And one of the things that most people didn't know at one time, that not only was Russia a part of OPEC, but Russia produces just as much oil as all of OPEC put together. And then, you know, we find out that America is in debt to China. A lot of money we owe China. It's like things that ordinary American citizens thought, how would there be any kind of relationship with the United States for these number of years now, over 50-some years fighting communism and communist China? How are we in debt with communist China? What kind of rubbing of elbows do we get with people like that? Let alone half of Europe, if not all of Europe, they get their oil from Russia. So we really got a dilemma going on because the rest of the world wants the United States to lead the battle for Ukraine, put the monies in there, put the troopers in there, put the equipment in there, and all of this here. And we have places not only in Afghanistan, but we have over in the country called Yemen, on the next to Saudi Arabia, on the Arabian Sea. And the Saudis are about to destroy Yemen. Matter of fact, they say 3.5 million people are on the verge of starvation in Yemen. We got all this stuff going on, these wars. It's very hard to believe in this day and time when supposedly all of the countries of the world are striving for peace. Peace. We do know that there are countries that are not God-fearing countries. They're idol-worshiping countries. We do know that that exists. But, however, they are, with the rest of a lot of the nations, they are countries that still want peace. They're not, they don't want a war against you, and they want you war against them, which is fine. But for two major nations, United States and Russia, to continually go at this and that for a long time, I think the world, and not only American citizens, but the world needs to look into how these wars start. Who's financing these wars? Money in the world since President Eisenhower's time has not been made by big people unless wars were going on. We got a lot of war dogs around that continually want to have war. We have countries like Africa. They don't, in Africa, in the whole continent of Africa, they don't make not one bullet, not one rifle stock, let alone a weapon. But look at all the wars that's going on in Africa and other nations outside of Africa are supposed to be nations that's promoting peace, peace among humanity. So business-wise here in America, African-Americans need to focus on with all this stuff going on and that. We need to look to ways that we can invest together, if not individually, invest together. There's a lot of opportunity that's going around in this country right now because a certain mindset in this country is falling apart. There are opportunities of, I think we got an email, a Facebook message from one of our members, Ms. Joyce Williams, is telling us about opportunities in Baltimore, different places where, and our brother Sam Harris that comes on. There's a number of opportunities for African Americans now to invest with one another. Even if you invest in buying a Dairy Queen and you're in the right area, you buy a Dairy Queen. These are things that we got to do now because it's a new America coming around, and this new world order is not friendly. It's not real friendly right now. And primarily people that are in business are going to be the ones that are going to be the real survivors in this new world order. And that's why the New Africa Business Association of Washington, D.C., since our beginning, have been promoting businesses, African-American businesses, and promoting African-American businesses to network among one another, as well as individuals that listen to our program to come and think about wherever they may be living, in whatever cities in America or outside the continental USA, to invest in businesses together, whatever it may be, because this is going to be the future. The business person is going to be the one that makes it. The common labor don't get upset, though. The common labor things that we see during the day, you have machines that do that stuff. I've seen machines that can build a whole house. A whole house, a brick house, not a house made out of some pyrotechnics. No, brick. Actually, put the brick and mortar down and lay it. Of course, this house was built in a square. It wasn't built round, nothing like that. But the machine actually built the house, framed up the whole house, and then I said, man, if this continues on building houses, look at the laborers. So it's not going to be room for laborers, but it will be room for business people that's ahead, because we want to leave something for our children. If not, we're going to see the African-American children are going to be slaves again, economic slaves. It's no different than economic slavery than working in the fields. When you're down and out and don't have anything and you're dependent totally on someone else, that's a real bad feeling, a real bad feeling when you have no other resources. So together, we have resources. Together. Individually, we may lack, but collectively, we have a lot of resources, especially when the social scientists and the economic scientists, financial scientists, they look at our community. And it's no secret about it. In the African-American communities, there's a lot of money to be made. And the people that are making that money in the African-American communities are everybody except the African-Americans. This is not no thought or some speculation or nothing. It's like all you got to do is go around anywhere in any city in America and look in African-American communities and see who has all the businesses. That's why business efforts such as the efforts that's made the new Black Wall Street marketplace that's out in Stoneheads, Georgia, that's why we know efforts like that being made in our community, for our community, that's a great start. That's like us going to a mall outside of our communities, going to a mall outside of our communities. But right there in our communities where we need that convenience store, that gas station, and grocery stores. We just depends on how well your community's logged in there, but we need that. We're going to always have the traditional barbershops and beautician shops. Those are always going to be around in our communities, and they're great places to go and talk and find out about things going on in the community. But the basics that we need out there every day that we go and utilize, the gas station, the laundromat, the dry cleaners, the cleaners to get your clothes cleaned, the drugstore, the pharmaceutical, all of these things that's in our community, we could be owning those if we collectively did that. And it takes a lot of effort. It takes effort from our community leaders, to promote this, where they have large volumes of us together. The efforts that we're doing here, Brother Bilal and myself and the others that constantly contribute to our show every week, we're just a handful compared to the millions out there or the hundreds of thousands of brothers and sisters that are big leaders in the community. That could organize if there's not one thing you get in your community that's black owned and operated. Let's get that together and show the kind of service, the kind of commitment that you see in all these other businesses. That's why they make money. They're committed to serving the community. And we're committed to trying to, in New Africa Business Association in Washington, D.C., we're committed to continuously promoting and advocating Black businesses as well as African-American businesses networking and marketing together. This is something that is a future for our children that we're trying to establish. And by doing this now, this is a future for our children and somewhere for our college graduates perhaps to go right into the business. The family's already in business. Or a group of us have invested together, and we got a business going. And now we have a couple of our investors' children that are college graduates in that type of business or in business that we can employ in this business to make it better than we ever thought because they're up on all the new technology. And they have ideas, too, just like we had ideas to move things forward. So all these business efforts is something that we continually try to promote every week here at the New Africa Business Association, Black New Africa Business Association, Black Wall Street, Black Belt Wall Street, that we try to promote every week. And we have some inspiring and very inspiring speakers that come on every week. And to our listeners, we hope you continue to get some effort, some something good from this program that we try to put on every week. And our big sponsor, Brother Bilal Bynum, he's been at this here, sponsoring this here for a long time, wanting to see this go and want to see some fruit of the works. And the fruit of the works, we've come to decide that when you're doing something like this, no matter who you are, if you continue to do it, don't look for the applaud and the laud of the people around you saying, oh, patting you on the back and that. You do this because you know the creator of everything is going to reward you with things that others may not even see, but you know it. And that's why people, no matter what they are, when they are endeavors of doing good, especially like bringing business to their communities and trying to help their communities grow, they'll get their rewards where others don't see it. So Brother Bilal doesn't look at things that way, and I don't look at things that way either. We look at things the way as we want to serve you in trying to promote and allow you to come on and tell us about your business. Tell us about your effort. Tell us about your ideas. And also, most of all, become a member of the New Africa Black Belt Wall Street Business Association of Washington, D.C. Become a member and even be more involved, much more involved when you become a member because your interest should even be more. If you see something that the program needs to be uplifted on or improved on, please give us your comments. That's what we're here for, not for Brother Bilal and I to constantly be talking and promoting, because Brother Bilal says he sees on our switchboard that we have a lot of listeners out there that are not on just on the Internet, but actually on the telephone lines where they can communicate. And we can understand a lot of people don't like to talk. And no question is too stupid, or no one's too stupid to ask a question that they think sounds stupid. Because not to know, that's what stupid is. But to ask the question and learn no matter what it sounds like, that opens many doors, especially one of understanding. We don't want nobody to be blind at nothing that they're endeavoring on. We want to be able to see where you're going, see what's going on, and avoid all the obstacles and potholes that might cause you problems. So that's what we're about. We have people that come on our show that we have accountants, attorneys, financial planners, financial real estate planners and investors. I mean, this is an opportunity. And it's not just that you have to listen to them on the show. You can personally get in contact with anybody, any of our members of our association, and speak to them about their professional business. Again, whether it's the attorney, the accountant, the financial planner, real estate investors, any of those, they welcome you to contact them and get information, share information, and, you know, do business. But this is an effort that we're not just talking about in Washington, D.C., area, the metropolitan area, in Baltimore, but we're talking about doing this all over the country. And that's what we're about. And hopefully this crisis will shine some light on what we need to do and how the efforts of our nation can reach out to helping others. But we see right in here, we're not really going to get anything And the only way we're going to be able to get anything or get this country to move for us again is through a united effort. United effort. And the biggest united effort that we can make is not the Million Man March or none of these other marches. The biggest united effort that we as African Americans can make in this country is putting our dollars together, putting them dollars together, and putting them in strategic places together. And then that we shall overcome song will be a fact. Put our dollars where we're going. We're going to keep the creator of the heavens and earth out front of us, whatever your creator may be called. We always want to keep that out in front and respect one another, but move forward in this business, and that's how we can free all of us. You can remain who you are. We're not promoting Islam on this program. We're not promoting Christianity on this program, Buddhism or Judaism. The New Africa Business Association in Washington, D.C., Black Belt Association, we're promoting business. Business for our community. And that's the only way we can move forward is talk about promoting business. Because when we get tied up in other things and we have differences in opinions about other things, and we can't move forward in businesses. I personally have seen people of different cultures but the same ethnicity do business together. And may I say without exposure, there's a couple gas stations around the airport, BWI Airport, Baltimore, Washington Airport, International Airport, big gas stations that make a lot of money. And I know for a fact that a Muslim Hindu own those gas stations, and they work in there together. Two total opposites, but both of them are from India, where over in their country, they kind of have, it's a lot of fighting going on with the Indians and the Muslims over in India. But I'm saying how people come in America here can come together and find out, hey, brother, those differences we maybe have in these religious things, if we go by what each one of them teaching, we're not supposed to be fighting one another. We're supposed to be sharing this brotherly love. So these people that I'm talking about, these two, they put all that beside and they put them funds together. And they, personally, I talked to one of the guys one day and he told me, it is a blessing. Yes, we do have a gold mine. But you can see that in many businesses around in our community. We'll say that, man, them jokers are making a gold. They got a gold mine there. Boy, every time I come up here, I see us going in and out of there. I sit in your car and I watch. We don't have to sit back and talk like that there. And I pray. I use that. I pray that, you know, this is what we can come to, get that understanding like that. Whatever our differences may be, but we can come together and understand. You may be Muslim, I'm Christian, he's Jewish, she's Hindu, but we all African-American. We all suffer the same thing. Why can't we come together and put our funds together and overcome those other little obstacles in there that only that evil one puts between us, the evil one, because if we want to do what's right, that's putting our funds together and making it a better future for our children who won't be hung up on a lot of the things that have controlled our way of thinking. But with that change we can make by networking and doing business together, that's a change in mindset altogether again. So this war going on over there in the Ukraine and our young brothers and sisters going over there shedding their blood for people, as we've seen on TV, on the news, not hearsay, we saw it on the news. Them telling the blacks, you stand back. And the Indians, too, you stand back. Let them people board the train to get out of there. And the lady said, I got a baby here. It's cold. It's freezing here. Stay back. Stay back. So when you see that kind of stuff going on, it's hard to develop a sympathy and compassion for people that's acting like that. So, you know, but we look above that. They won't say a certain individual and all that. But I say it's about high time that people of color stop going and fighting wars where Europeans are fighting one another. Because when it's all said and done, you're going to still be at the bottom of the ladder there on either side. Either side. But when people find out you united, just like those are united that you help and fight for, you have a different respect, a whole different respect. We got that whole continent over there of Africa that's fertile, like I say. But as long as they can keep animosity going between the brothers and sisters and supplying them with guns, you hear what I say, supplying them, because they don't make no bullets or none of that over there. So that's why I've got to start somewhere. If this is the most powerful country in the world, all right, support the New Africa business, New Africa Black Belt Wall Street Association of Washington, D.C. Support this Blog Talk Radio show and us talking about doing business together. Not religion, not any other thing. Sometimes politics, yes, when they have a humongous effect on business, such as now, that's when we talk about politics. Other than that, we talk about business networking, different aspects of business, establishing your business in the ins and outs. That's something that Brother Bilal talks about, financial planning, and not only retirements, but, business planning also. So I think we have a great show here and a great program that we offer to the community, whether you're here in America or outside the United States. The effort is still the same because we see other communities doing the same thing that we are talking about on our show. We see we see the Asian communities, people from other countries. We see how they put their businesses up, they pull their funds together, and they go for it. In our community, they come from 12,000 miles away and establish a business in our community. Do you think any of us have done that anywhere, somewhere else in another country? If it is, we need to show others of us how to do that, because that's amazing. But, that's just some of the things that I just want to talk about, start out talking about, Brother Bilal, and moving our show along. And, maybe some of our listeners would like to comment on something, Brother Bilal, but you said it's open mic. Those are some of the things that I had to comment on as a starter, my brother.
Well, okay, Brother Aziz, we definitely appreciate your comments, and all of your comments are very relevant, extremely relevant.
Thank you.
One of the things that and I study because of the dangerous times that we're living in. Brother Aziz, you and I both know that the United States and Russia cannot go to war. I don't care how much these white supremacists keep saying that Biden administration of the United States should go in and put air cover and put up all kinds of assistance. In other words, provoking Russia and to go to war with the United States is the end of everything. There is no way those two countries could fight a war. So my thing is, how do we get to such a dangerous point, and how did we get there so fast? Because we've been knowing, and the two countries, China is becoming a big player, but Russia is the big player, and it's been that way ever since the end of World War II, when the nuclear armament started. And those two countries became so powerful in its nuclear arsenal until it's impossible for the two of them to even think about going to war with each other. So how this dangerous moment occur, and why are we living on the brink of a global nuclear war, which no one will survive? So again, the question is, how did we get here? We know that Ukraine, and we know that Russia have always been more or less the same country. It's like the North here in the United States and the South. And we had our racial war here between the North and the South. And the reasons we had it is because the South wanted to break up the Union that made up these United States. Of course, the Union of this country and our democracy could not be destroyed by those who call themselves white supremacists and those who call them law-abiding citizens that makes up the Union of this country. They went to war because, again, this country could not be divided by one white section and another white section. So, again, here we got a situation here in Russia and Ukraine where the two have been the same. I mean, going back to the czars. So, longer than probably the United States has even been in existence. Russia and that whatever going on over has always been going on. But we have, in the last, I would say, 40 or 50 years, where you have the two countries more or less saying that I am independent of you and you are independent of me. Even though we speak the same language, we're related to each other, we're brothers and sisters, we're cousins, we're aunts and uncles, we're neighbors. And like I said, we all speak the same language. Here it is, we want to do a breakaway from each other. And actually, this independence didn't just start yesterday. It's been going on there for, I would say, the last 40 or 50 years, or even more.
Yeah.
That they have shared an independence. But my thing now, how did this shared an independence for so long come to war immediately? You know, it goes back around 1965 or so like that. We know when Russia wanted to put nuclear weapons in Cuba, this country wasn't happy.
Right.
And, of course, we couldn't tolerate that. We came close to the same war that we're almost happening now. It almost happened then. Very close to came to a war between Russia and the United States. But Russia had good sense because they knew the United States was not going to tolerate it, and we was ready to go to war under all circumstances because, as far as we were concerned, we were being attacked. So, again, we asserted ourselves because we had to, because of our survival. Now, like I said, let's push the clock forward. And here, after many years of two countries who've been coexistence and are the same, are all of a sudden ready to, matter of fact, they're at war. How did it all happen, and how did it happen so suddenly? Well, we know that Ukraine gave the Russians an ultimatum that they were going to join NATO. And by breaking away from Russia, now they're saying that we're going to join NATO and have NATO as our security, and the United States and NATO would have nuclear weapons right across the field from Putin. At least on the Cuban mission thing, that was at least 90 miles away. But by putting nuclear weapons that belongs to NATO and the United States in the backyard of Putin, I mean right across the field from his back door, ask yourself, can that be tolerated? Putin said no. There is no way. As a matter of fact, Putin said all he wanted was a guarantee, and he wanted it in writing, that Ukraine would never be a member of NATO. Why? Because Ukraine is a part of Russia, and they're right there in each other's borders, right across the field from each other. But there are certain things that have happened in Ukraine that, like I said, we haven't been informed of. And as African Americans and everyone else that is not Caucasian, haven't been informed or really don't know what might be going on. But like I said, here's a situation where the Ukrainians are going to break away and give NATO and the United States complete power over Russia and Putin. And Putin, if they can put their weapons, and if Ukraine can have the protection of the United States and NATO, and now they can do whatever they want to do because they have this type of backup. Now, let's look at, and I didn't know this until the shooting started. I really didn't notice, and I don't know you and I both started doing our research at this time, Brother Aziz, but we start looking at those who are running Ukraine today and those who was running Ukraine 50 years ago. Today,
yes.
If when you looked at, and we both looked it up, and we looked at the population and especially who was in Ukraine. And 50 years ago, I don't think they had any of the Jewish religious at all accounted Ukraine today. And they still haven't made too much of a note of it, but we know just from our research, they got about 300,000 to 400,000 Jewish communities that have moved from all over Europe into Ukraine. As a matter of fact, the president, and a lot of my curiosities was satisfied, like I said, but I didn't realize until the bombing started. And now I'm realizing, my goodness, how did the Zionist religion become so popular and so powerful in Ukraine? The president is from the Jewish the Zionist religion. And then I see all of these structures that is all, in other words, I see this religious organization, and now, you know, this Holocaust thing, we all been paying a hell of a price for whatever went on in the war between Germany and the Zionist religious. We didn't have nothing to do with it, but we did fight to free Europe and those Jewish peoples or whoever was there. As Americans, we fought for their freedoms and we made them all free. But for some reason, this Holocaust thing has been a price that the world has been paying for, and right on up to today's date and right here in this war. What do I mean about that? You know, here in the United States, you can't even say anything about the Jewish religious or the Jewish rehabil, what's going on in Israel. And speaking of destruction, look at how the Palestinians, look at how many hundreds of thousands of them, their babies, is being blown up at any time by the Israel. And these folks don't have nothing to fight with. They can't seem up to throw stones at this powerful nation that the Caucasians here in the United States and in England started over there in Israel, and they allow these European Jews to just do anything they want to do, and all the destruction that they want to make is all good. So again, when it comes to the like you said, the anything other than Caucasians, it's all right for Caucasians. I don't care whether you're Zionist or you're Christian. It's all right for you to do all the killings you want to do. No one is going to go to war against you. But now that you have this large population of Zionists in Ukraine, and you have this Zionist movement, and of course, like you said, you have this thing that's been going on ever since the end of the World War II. These folks about this Holocaust, they want some get back. They want revenge. And so here you have a situation where Putin says, no, you got your freedom, but you cannot put nuclear weapons and become have a NATO in my backyard. And another thing, you will not build another Israel in Ukraine. And another thing, those nuclear weapons that's been closed down for many, many years, the folks who can get those nuclear sites back in operations are the same folks that built those, and that was the Jewish peoples. We know the nuclear bombs and all of that came from the scientists that mostly was of the Jewish faith. And so now you notice when Putin goes into Ukraine, the first thing he goes after is those nuclear sites and those Jewish folks that is running those nuclear sites. He don't kill them because Demner slaves, black scientists. I'm not black scientists, Jewish scientists, but they're slaves to him. And he's got weapons pointed at them, forcing them now to build those nuclear reactors. And Putin will have them back under his control rather than having those controls under the United Nations and the rest of NATO. And the thing about NATO, I mean, look how white it is. I looked at the, and not only how white it is, but look at the support that all these white nations give each other. And why? Because I don't care whether you're Russian or Ukrainian, white folks cannot stand to see their babies, their women. I mean, because they, like I said, when you say white folks, remember, Ukrainians can come to the United States and they're no longer Ukrainians. They're white people. Russians can come to the United States and they're no longer Russians. They're white folks. Germans can come to the United States. They're no longer white folks. I mean, they're no longer German. They're white folks. So, again, when Europeans come to the United States, they become white folks, and they all become white supremacists. And then, of course, I go back and I look at African-Americans, and like you said, we're the Black Belt Wall Street, but it's the Black Belt Wall Street that give the Greenwood Avenue District the name Wall Street. Our success from our economic development from Black Wall Street or from the Greenwood District speaks for itself, how we was able to pull ourselves up and had businesses in African-American communities all over this country. As a matter of fact, we was being so successful in business, white folks destroyed our people's 50 square blocks. 50 square, not one a block, but a square block. Folks who live in the city know what a square block looks like. Now consider a square block and go out 50 square blocks, and my goodness, how many citizens live in an area that large? They was all destroyed in a 24-hour period. No one today knows how many black folks and our babies and our kids and our grandmothers, the same sight that you see going on in Ukraine happened right here in the United States. But I'm saying, who sent any restitution to our cause? Not only there wasn't restitution, but the federal government sent troops and locked us up for being successful. So again, and then of course you go back to the destruction that's going on in Ukraine, and I was one of those because I was watching in the beginning all those bombs dropping, and especially when I saw the babies being hurt and like, I mean, I couldn't take it. But then as soon as the black mothers who was trying to escape Ukraine, the Ukrainians, and of course, I don't know whether to say this, the white Christians or the white Jews, but we all know that there are white people, told the black people, you can't get on the train. You and your kids have to march through the entire country, which is thousands of miles. You're going to freeze to death, or you're going to die trying to get on the other side of the war, because we're not going to help you on the Ukrainian side. And this goes right on into Poland, what have you. And this is NATO. But again, the black folks they can't get on the train. Now I can see where you might hold back some of the guys, but our females, it was just as important, and they were mothers. Why wasn't they just as important as the Caucasians that they denied? And this is the Ukrainians, the same ones that are asking Americans to give your blood and guts, come fight for us. But again, yeah, we'll accept you as a black person, but you can't get on the train. Now, I heard just a few days ago, you know, there are no Africans. The Africans are out of Ukraine now. I don't think there are too many Africans. But how did they leave? They still didn't leave on the train and going through all of the places of safety that the millions of Ukrainians have gone through. The Africans had to do just what the Ukrainians told them they would have to do. They had to go through the Russian line. And they did that. Some of the African and the African brothers that came on, they told us, they said, yes. We went through, we left Ukraine, but when we left Ukraine, we had to walk through the Russian line, and we had to walk past tanks, and the brothers said that they were scared to death, with males and females, walking through the Russian lines, and like they said, they're walking through tanks and all kinds of, but guess what? There were peoples of color. The Russians wasn't Ukrainians. They let them walk on through. Those Africans walked through the Russian lines and went on the other side where the Russians were, and went on and found a public transportation and went home. Not one bullet was shot or one shell was fired at them from the Russian side. Mm-hmm. Trying to get a Russian no credit because, again, to me, this is all both fighting white folks. But I am just saying, when it comes to hate and racism, brother, we've been going through it for hundreds of years, and I'm saying I'm tired of it. Especially now when you start talking about tomorrow morning, you can wake up, and all of a sudden, Russia and the United States and NATO is saying that we had a world war. And how did we get there? Because we supported the Ukrainians who are racist. I find, so again, that's what I'm saying. We're living in, African Americans, we need our channels of communications where we can make our own decisions. We cannot have white folks because, I mean, I looked at the U.S. Senate, the House, the full House today, and they all didn't take nothing but less than an hour to give that Ukrainian president all the praise and all the glory. Not only that, look at the money. Look at the money. Already $1 billion right on the spot, but there's something like $8 to $10 billion on its way. Brothers and sisters, again, you take Black Wall Street, you take the Palestinians, you take all of the wars that's going on through in this country, in this world, that is something else being killed other than Caucasians, and no one is sending any restitution or any kind of support. But you see, when it comes to white supremacy, I don't care if it's Russian, Ukrainians, or who, as long as they're European. And like I said, those same Europeans from all those different nations and different countries can come to the United States and they're no longer European. They're white folks instantly. And guess what? Guess what? Our John Lewis Bill of voting rights, those folks can come here and they got to vote instantly. Nobody gonna tell them that you have to have legislation in order for
right.
you
to vote.
Have a vote. Again, here in the United States, a country where African Americans are more Americans than anyone else. No one else can prove that there are more Americans than African Americans. And today they're telling us that your voting rights is on a filibuster. We decided it's been on filibuster now. We never quite for a couple months now. And matter of fact, they don't even talk about it too much anymore.
The minds are not open. Their minds are not open.
It comes to what happens when those who look like they're white, how much support they can get instantly, regardless who is wrong and who is right. And now they're telling us that and we know how many of our brothers and sisters are in the armed forces, and they're right now on the front line over here, ready to be deployed in a battle, and they know that thousands, hundreds of thousands of them will be the first to go down. And I'm saying that we need a voice, could have a voice, on our lives and our survival. So again, like I said, the New Africa Business Association, Blog Talk Radio, Black Belt Wall Street Business Association, is a small channel of communication. But we don't have the radios and TVs like the Caucasians do. So we can't call our communities together and see if we want to give our support. They're telling us, they just order us more or less. We don't have no say in the matter. Brothers and sisters, we got to change that, because you want to know something, Brother IC? You mentioned end of your comments, you mentioned Almighty God upon us to Allah. And when I say upon us, I'm saying praise be to God. I've been listening intentionally. To hear someone over there in Europe during these destructive times to call on God.
Yes.
I haven't heard them do it. I haven't heard no one from the United States or nowhere over there to mention that they need Almighty God's help. I mean, I'm wondering, do these folks even believe in God? Is God just a big business to them? But when it really comes to an emergency, they don't, you know, they like I said, they haven't even mentioned his name. So again, I am going to, Brother Aziz, you and I have shared our opinions. Our mics are
yes,
open.
Yes, yes.
You can hear what
good evening, yes. Good evening. This is Queen Ella Woods. I'm here. Just hearing and enjoying everything that's going on. I mean, even though it looks bleak for our country, it's really a great time for us as a people in Black Belt, Black Wall Street. So salute to the officers and men on the phone this evening and the women. Of course, Elder Bynum, appreciate you and Brother Aziz for having this platform that I can come and bring people to share for such a time as this. So even though we know it's a season where they're calculating and planning for the demise of our people, God is still in charge, okay? Whether he's Yahweh, Allah, or just Jehovah Jireh, okay, the provider. We know he's still up to his plan on making sure that we as a people, the Hebrew race, we still will establish his kingdom on earth. With that being
That's
said,
right.
I have a young lady that I invited to the call. I know we've been talking about what's going on in our society, and yes, I'm with you on everything you said regarding the trans formation and transitioning of a new culture to America by way of this Ukrainian-Russian war, and then for them to give $1 billion to them when we got people over here living on the streets, don't know where they're going to go because the housing market is crashing in front of us, whether it be rentals or buying. So, but I have a young lady that was with us before. She speaks to thousands, hundreds of thousands, and teaches them by way of the Forex market. I respect her. She's what they call unemployable. Matter of fact, retired at the age of 29, almost 30. And she's getting ready to birth about 1 million master traders out here because right now, even though we know what's going on in the market, we still know currency operates every day, regardless to whether it's Ukrainian, Russian, the Japanese yen, whatever, is still operating. And we still need skill sets because even as we're older people, we know that we still need to leave our inheritance for our children's children. So with all honor and due, I'm going to invite up to the platform Coach Max. I'm not sure if her partner, Coach Ryan, is on here, but we'll let her take be able to share. And then if you have any questions, by all means, ask her because she's hosting a free platform, and I'm going to let her take it from here. Thank you, Coach Max, for your patience.
Yes, good evening. Can everybody hear me on the line tonight?
Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Thank you, Ms. Queen Ella, for the amazing introduction. I want to introduce myself to you all. My name is Coach Max. I am a serial entrepreneur. I actually retired at the age of 25, so about 5 years ago. And, you know, I absolutely love what is going on. What I'm hearing on this platform is amazing. And I don't want anybody on the line to count themselves out because you feel like you're older. I want you to know that trading has been around since the Bible. I teach this on my platform about the trading of frankincense, myrrh, gold, silver, and today we trade currency. This was not taught to our people, so it is something that is so personal to me to teach on the magnitude and the capacity in which I teach on to the masses. I was blessed to come across foreign exchange trading in 2017. And when I came across it, I was in a room, the only black female there, in a room of Caucasian men and their sons. And there was nobody that looked like me in the room. And I made a decision back then to learn the skill set. Now, many people who come from, you know, who are born in the 50s, 60s, 70s, they're familiar with stock trading. However, currency trading is quite different. So I teach people how to trade foreign exchange or Forex for short. I teach people all over the world. I have a brand new platform by the name of the Trade Authority. Me and my business partner, Ryan DeFreitas, he's been trading 7 years. I've been doing this for five. And we have taught people literally in 135 countries, about 136,000 students to date. As of right now, we just launched on March 1st, and we have a free platform for everybody and anybody to come learn how to trade. The vision here is that we bring the skill set back into the home, that we start to teach not only the young, as far as children is concerned. I have a program coming out for young children so that grandparents and their grandchildren, parents and children can learn how to trade together. That will be called the Trade Authority Buddy Pass Program. I have the vision of letting people understand that there's different ways to invest, not just traditional real estate, or stock trading or your 401k or all the things that you were taught. This is completely different. This is something that you can do from the comfort of your home, the comfort of your phone. As long as you have Wi-Fi connectivity, you're able to trade. One of the things that I'm excited I heard Ms. Ella talking about about the current events of what's going on in the world. And I want you guys to know that in Forex, it doesn't matter what's going on in the world. The markets could be or what's going on in Ukraine and Russia. Are we praying for those people? That does not have a direct effect on what we do here in the markets. So in Forex, and what I love is if the markets are going up or down, we're able to profit in both ways, which is really important to me because I don't want to be the person taking losses, which, you know, they experience a little bit more in stock. One of the things that I'm so proud of is that although I am 29, the majority of my audience is over the age of 50. These are working people. These are people who are truck drivers, nurses, essential workers. These are working class people. I teach a lot of doctors, lawyers, people who are, you know, are quite successful or comfortable in their life. But what has happened is that they have given a lot of their time and have lost a lot of time with their family because they're committed to the workforce. I live a totally different lifestyle, and I've been teaching this to people. I'm actually launching my investment fund, or what you guys will know as a hedge fund, actually Monday morning, so I'll be able to help the average person become a real investor. So I'm very, very excited about that, and I just want to share my platform with you all in any way that I can help Black Wall Street ascend higher. I'm telling y'all, there's money out here to be made. I hit seven figures real quickly when I was about 27 years old, and I'm telling you, since then, I haven't missed a beat. I have a four-year-old daughter, and she doesn't miss her mother. And a lot of people online have been very inspired by my platform, my story, the way that I teach, because these are things that, you know, Black families have kind of gotten away from the actual family aspect because they're outside slaving for a job, okay? So I am letting you guys know, again, the platform is thetradeauthority.com. You guys can sign up for free. You can sign up your children. There is a free course on the inside for beginners who know absolutely nothing about trading. You can come on board and actually learn this skill set. This skill set has set me free in the middle of a pandemic, myself and plenty of people. One of my most successful traders was actually 71 years old. So I'm here to tell you all, don't kind of cancel yourself out or shut yourself out because this is something new. When you have the right mentor in a space, when that person is an expert, hence myself, you don't have to worry about your age in this season, if that makes sense. So I just want to assure everyone on the line that it is time to really get serious about where the money is coming from in this season. We're transitioning out of the traditional dollar and into digital currency. And if everybody doesn't kind of get with the times, they're going to be left behind. So investments look very, very different today in 2022 than it did even 10 years ago, right? So a lot of my investors, they don't even worry about a 401k. They don't worry about, you know, your traditional IRA accounts and stuff like that. They're invested into crypto, right, cryptocurrency. So, again, these are some concepts, again, that I teach on my platform. And again, Miss Ella and all members on the line, I thank you for welcoming me the way that you did and hearing me out here tonight. And if there's any questions that I can answer for any of you, please let me know.
Our mics are open. We welcome your questions.
Yes, Miss Coach Mack, my name is Aziz, Brother Aziz. I'd like to know for our listeners and myself, what would you think would be a minimum investment for someone that want to enter into what you're talking about, trading currency?
Okay, if you are going into invest for yourself, like you want to, for example, invest with me and I trade on your behalf, I usually start my investors off with $1,000 to $2,000 minimum. However, if you are in the process of wanting to trade for yourself, you can start with as little as $100 in the market.
Can people do both?
Yes, they can.
All right. Thank you very much. I tell you, what you've said is so exciting, and thank you for sharing that 100%.
Great.
Not a problem.
All right.
Again, our mics are open. We welcome your questions. Again, I think some of the questions are being delayed.
Coach Max, I have a question.
Oh,
yes.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
I apologize. Okay, so basically, since Ryan is not on here tonight, are you able to share a little bit about the other opportunity that he had with the hedge funding? Or did you want...
Absolutely. So, yeah, so that basically is our Trade Authority investment fund. And right now what we're looking to do is bring this fund to multi-millions of dollars. You know, Ryan and I have been in this space for a long time, and I'm telling you guys, you know, just very transparently, me being one of the youngest and highest paid black females in the industry, there are not a lot of togetherness, as I would say, in our community. So what Ryan and I are bringing to the table, we're launching a fund, meaning that you will be able to invest and Ryan and I will be able to trade on your behalf completely hands-free, and you'll be able to profit basically passively, you know, for, it depends on how long you want to go for, a month, 2 months, however long, while you're actually learning this skill set. There are a lot of investment funds out there, hedge funds, and a lot of things that people wonder, like, should I put my money there? Should I put my money there? But what Ryan and I have, you know, is just very, very different. The first thing first is we are God's people. We, you know, servants to the Lord first and foremost. We thank God every single day. Like, I'm 29, Ryan's 32. And we praise the Lord with our audience and let them know that this is a real thing. It is not, it is almost like a sin to be living in poverty. And most of the time, those that are living in poverty, they're there because they don't know any better, because they didn't have the knowledge or the opportunity to make more money. It's almost like it's been passed down from generation to generation. So when you have two people who have broken that generational curse, we just wanted to pass that on to other people and let them know we've touched real money. We have touched real money. We've made hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars, and haven't changed our perception in taking care of others. So this fund is real personal to us. It is to help others grow their income as they learn how to trade, so they'll be able to take the actual skill set and pass it on to their children. So that's what the hedge fund is about. It's not like the other funds out here, you know, where we're trying to, you know, take a whole lot of percentage from people. Obviously, you know, we have to profit for doing the job, but we're not going to, you know, knock everyone over the head. We want you guys to earn as well. So that is launching Monday morning.
Great, great.
So when you say Monday morning, this is when you're going to launch the hedge fund, or this is the beginning of launching the hedge fund, is Monday?
Yes, so the fund is ready. So right now we're able to onboard investors. All who wants to get started can actually get started now with the onboarding process, and then they'll be able to basically, we'll start trading on Monday.
Okay, all right. My reasons for asking is because, like you said, as you know, myself and I am a financial planner, broker agent is what my entire career has been. And as a broker agent, I know that when it comes comes to financial planning, African Americans don't even use professionals like myself. So when it comes to even my, as a financial planner, I have to give up most of my job is educating, is informing. And that's because I'm dealing with the uninformed. Now, of course, when I get to a people's or an organization that knows much about fundings and the different funds and what have you, they're easier to talk to because of their knowledge. But, again, when it comes to, again, our peoples and my 40 years of experience, it's because of a lack of knowledge, we have to spend so much time, like you said, informing or educating. Because myself, as a financial planner, I've always wanted to know how to trade. And,
right.
You know, I've always wanted, I mean, as successful as I am, as far as, like I said, setting up 401ks and what have you, I've never had the opportunity to learn to trade because most of the time that was, if you went to a brokerage, they wasn't all that interested in hiring African Americans as
correct.
You could get field positions working in the field as a financial planner or as an insurance broker. Yes, they had all kinds of positions for you. I think successful, and you made money. But like I said, my 40 years of being a licensed a 6 and 7, I've never learned how to trade. And now that I'm retired, I said, now I can go learn the trade because I don't need to apply for a job anymore. So having you to come on is a very convenient time because now not only can I, as a financial planner who can advance my trade, I can learn from, and believe me, sister, I am going to be one of your hedge fund investors. There's no doubt about it. But what? But at the same time, knowing how much you're going to have to inform and teach, and especially our communities, that's where your first work comes. And after you do your work as far as, like you said, your teachings. And now is when you will be, get your investors. But myself, I know that my curiosity and $1,000 investment, knowing that I can satisfy my curiosity, I can learn the trade, and then a good possibility, I will get a good a return on my on the monies that I invest. Into this hedge, in your hedge funds, and also not only your hedge funds, but like you just mentioned, you can teach us all how to read that market that we look at every day when we open, when we get our newspapers, or when we hear how the markets are doing and how this particular market is doing, that particular market is doing, and reading the all the statistics and everything that we don't know how to read, you'll be teaching us. And so I'm looking forward to that. As a matter of fact, during the holy month of Ramadan, which is going to start next month, and Sister Queen knows that I am going to be turning over marketing, the radio station to her. She's my regional director, and that regional director runs all the way from Florida to Maine. And I am going to be asking her, and of course, in other words, you guys can have an entire month, and it's up to Sister Queen to do as much teaching much lecturing as you want to do, and you have the use of the blog radio. And so our 6 or 7 years of building up this blog and the listeners, we invite you, because this is how important I know what you have to say, because it's, again, when it comes to financial planning, and financial planning, yes, I know that there is monies, and I can tell you there's, and me, I'm one of those who believe, leave your nest egg, but from that nest egg, that is accruing all sorts of interest and what have you, take some of those monies, the monies that you're making from someone other than your own nest egg, take some of those monies, and yes, that's what I would look forward to you using a lot of the monies that that we do have in our 401ks and our annuities and whatever, wherever we're putting our monies, mutual funds or what have you. But take some of those monies and put it into the trade. And this is what I wasn't able to inform my clientele to do. So I look forward to not only learning this, but I look forward to you taking our investment opportunities to another level. So, sister, welcome aboard. And I look forward, and like I said, I look forward to you and Sister Queen taking over, and for an entire month, you guys will be bringing on, and you'll be doing all the teaching and informing you want to, but I'll be turning that over to Sister Queen, and she realizes this. So with that said, any comments anybody have, any questions anybody have, or Sister Queen, or any of you, any comments?
Yes, I wanted to share a little bit, just piggyback a little bit on what she was stating, because the older generation didn't know any better, you know, we want to make sure that she also, we also understand that we have an initiative right now to leave a generational wealth. So we're also working on a youth program that will be considered similar to an after school program that we will start in some of the charter schools and ministries that we know that I have some connections with, putting together an educational program for our young people. That's something that I would love to see Black Belt, Black Wall Street sponsor. And we have, you know, participation as she began to push out master traders out here that will help us expand the kingdom wealth. And, again, I thank you, Coach Max, for being so viable but yet so humble with so much wisdom at your age to be able to, we call it, transcend our nation of believers in the Hebrew race and amongst the Black and brown, and we would say even the red people, that we can change a paradigm in our society where our young people will not only know about finances, but they will own banks and they will be trendsetters for the kingdom to come, because it's not over, believe me. The kingdom hasn't come on earth yet, as it is in heaven. So it's not over.
Yeah.
It's just begun for the kingdom, for our children.
Well, it's my pleasure. It is my pleasure. Mm-hmm. I'm just so humbled and honored to serve, you know, as I've been serving for 5 years. It's just, you know, I knew that coming out of this pandemic that a lot of people would be more open to what I have to say, because this pandemic has almost been like a magnifying glass on people's finances, you know, so whatever was saved up is now gone because of lost jobs, because of emergencies, because of situations. And again, had we been prepared better, we wouldn't be in this situation as a people. Even listening to the financial advisor,
let me tell you, you know, even having the 401ks, the LERP accounts, the SEP, the IRAs, all of those accounts, that can't save you in a situation like this. What about when you need money now and you can't pull money out of those accounts because you set those accounts up to be safe long-term for the most part? Because I have some of those accounts as well, but the percentage that they're doing in 10 years, I do that in 1 year. So, you know, it's kind of that for me where when I start talking percentages and you know, your generation understands that very well because you put in the years. You understand that you put in the time, and when it's time for retirement, you want to see a return on your investment. So I'm very, very aware on how to educate the masses, young and old, like I stated. And, again, everyone on the line, I'm humbled to be here with you guys. Thank you for the warm welcome.
Yep. Hello? Yes, I have a question.
Go right ahead, please. Go right ahead.
Yes, this is Madam Aisha Abdul Ali. I have a question for the guest. Will the hedge fund, will we know if we choose to go this route, will we know the products or commodities that the hedge fund will invest in, or is it going to be strictly currencies? How will we as a potential investor know what the hedge fund is going to invest in? Because as a Muslim, some of the things might be haram for me. So I would want to know in advance what those things are or what those products or commodities are.
Yes.
Would that be possible?
So my portfolio is available. Just in the last week, I've done 58% in the market in 1 week. So it's like I trade currency. I trade currency and I trade gold. So I don't deal with any of the other assets. I don't deal with anything else besides currency, such as your pound, your yen, your Australian dollar, the New Zealand dollar, those type of things. I don't deal anything else outside of that. But I love gold. I love trading gold a lot. It's an amazing asset. You know, again, it's been around since the beginning of time. It's just very stable. You'll be able to preview.
I'm very familiar.
So you'll be able to preview what I trade, how I trade, my style, the percentage, my risk, drawdown on the account, all of that stuff. It's already visible.
Okay. Now, is that if I go to your website, will I see some of that information, that profile?
I can get
if
some
I go
of that
to the. If I go to the website that you mentioned.
It's not public on the Trade Authority website because that's the educational site. I have a back end that I can allow you to preview what I got going on. That's not a problem.
And how do I get access to that?
I can give you my email. You can get connected to Ms. Ella, however, and we can connect via email and start talking about that. That's not an issue.
All right.
If you can, Coach Bryant, you know, we're one, so I would love for you to get that information. I'm a little busy on a lot of other things, so I don't want to get involved in that side of it.
Well, if you would give me a number, I can text you my coordinates. I can text you my email, and we can start communicating that way because it's very important. Should know. I'm very familiar with,
so,
of course, gold trading. So if
so
you give
Coach
me
Max,
a number.
Whatever you desire to give that out to her, okay? And that would be fine.
I'll give you the email just because I don't know what kind of line we're on. I'm not going to display my public number, but I can give you the email. It's thetradeauthority@gmail.com.
Okay.
This is Bilal Bynum again, coming back to, it's interesting that you just mentioned gold because, like you said, as a retiree and with the cash that I have available, I was just thinking because cash itself, the dollar bill, is so spread around in this country, and all over the world until I myself started saying, wait a minute, what you know, my dollar bill could be worthless, especially when you start talking about war started here and all these other situations and dollar bills and currency. So I started thinking, I said, let me look at the gold market. Let me put some of my monies into gold. And I took and called and an ounce of gold as of last week. I was quoted about $1,900 for an ounce of gold. And so I said, okay, if I bought an ounce of gold, or let's say 10 ounces of gold, what would how do I equate my growth as far as the gold accumulating and its value? I am paying $1,900 an ounce, and so I would then look for a person like yourself to get the best of value of my investment in gold, and you would work after both my curiosities or my insecurities, or how would you satisfy me as an investor who would tell you just what I just about told you? Look, I looked at gold. They told me it was about $1,900 an ounce. What would be my advantage?
So what you're talking about is actually, you know, having ownership of the raw commodity, you know what I'm saying, in some kind of form or fashion, which, you know, a lot of people who are trying to get their hands on, you know, the commodity itself or own some of that asset. But in the Forex market, how we profit is between the fluctuations of the market. Mm-hmm. So the market could go up, the market could go down, the market can go sideways. As long as you're able to read how the market is moving, when you place your orders, you're able to profit. So this investment account is very different than what your traditional hedge fund is, and I will teach you guys that this market is very different than anything you've ever seen. Very different.
Well, listen, like I said, put me down as one of your clients, because I do know that gold, there's no losing in gold. Like I said, the market might go up or might go down, but there's no such thing as I lost all of my monies because I own gold. And that's where I find securities, because this dollar bill, I don't know what's going to become of our dollar bill.
The dollar's worthless. So when I trade on the Forex market, the dollar's not even, well, 100 would be one. It's not worth that at all. It's about 80-something. So, you know, this is why I'm on the line here telling you that people who are sitting here today investing in 401ks, you're investing in all these things that your financial advisor is telling you. Well, guess what? Everyone who is from my generation is invested in digital currency, and that value goes up every single day. So it's a different world we're in right now. And gold being, you know, the dollar is backed by gold. I'm sorry?
No, go ahead and finish, because I was going to have you share a little bit about the decentralized market, what's different between the banks and where
Definitely can share that. So the interesting thing is, the bank wants to steal your money. The bank has been stealing your money for years. The banks actually trade on the Forex market and hasn't been telling anybody. That's why, the man that was speaking earlier was talking about hiring black traders. Well, they don't want us to know what the banks are actually doing in the background. So the banks will take the money that is earned from overdraft fees, from, you know, they're charging you for a deposit, they're charging you $12 a month because you don't have direct deposit, those type of things. those fees are traded on the Forex market, and they give you 0.001% maybe a month, maybe a year on your account when you have savings accounts with the banks, but they're profiting trillions of dollars every single year. As a matter of fact, the market moves $6.6 trillion daily. So I'm here to tell you that we have been stolen from for a very long time, and I'm just here to earn my piece of the pie back, and I've done that and have helped hundreds of thousands of people do the same thing. The crypto market is amazing because the crypto market is not backed by any centralized bank. So the cryptocurrency market, or what you hear is Bitcoin, is not controlled by banks, meaning that there are no fees to be stolen from. When you earn and you have a portion of that digital currency, it's yours. You don't have to go to the bank. You don't have to pull the money out and all that good stuff. Now, more recently in the news, what they're trying to do is control it, but they can't because it's not backed by the banking system. So if you think about your traditional Western Union, your MoneyGram, when you send money from, you know, let's say the United States to the Philippines, the MoneyGram or that transfer, they're going to charge you a fee. Well, when you have Bitcoins, you can transfer to anybody for just cents compared to what you would pay on Western Union or MoneyGram. This is why it's so powerful. You know, so what about, you know, the felon who can't get a bank account? Is he not, you know, because he has charges on his name, or, you know, a lot of people who has just been restricted, maybe it's credit, you know, it depends on what's going on in their lifestyle. Should these people not be given a chance to have or, you know, hold funds? What about the people who are, you know, much older than myself, who are scared to use the bank because of what happened back in the day? So we are in a different time, and I'm telling you, it's time to get educated, because it's just amazing what's going on. Like today, you can own virtual real estate, you can own virtual money, you can own virtual assets, and they are worth millions of dollars. So we need to kind of get with the times, and we need to be prepared for what I feel is a real retirement, meaning that we now have assets to pass down to our children's children in the future. That's where we are now. So I, you know, teach and preach to my students how to get away from the banking system entirely. That's a part of my education.
Well, again, sister, so in this case, being that I and there are others on this phone that may want to be participants in the hedge fund, do we contact you, or do you, how do we proceed with our
sure. So you guys can contact me via email. The email is thetradeauthority@gmail.com. I will send you over some information about who I am, as well as all of my credentials inside this space for the last 5 years. My portfolio is public. I will show you my data just from this last week so you can see, and then we'll get you onboarded, and then you'll be able to experience some fun with me in the market.
And this, the trade.
I'm so super excited because I'm in it too. I'm novice right now, and I'm a financial advisor also. However, I teach people this, but I haven't had the chance to do it for myself. So I'm in my mid-50s, and I'm ready. I'm so super excited that God even placed me with this young lady some years ago. And I don't know if Joyce is on here. Sister Joyce Williams, Bynum Williams, is she on the call tonight, Elder Bynum?
Well, we can ask. I mean,
okay. Well, she started out with me.
All the mics are open, so everybody, we all can hear each other.
Okay, well, I'm hoping that Elder, that Sister Joyce, I was hoping she was on the call because she started out with me in Epic, which we thought we were coming over with Coach Mac. We had a whole team from Dr. Stone. Her goddaughter, Deidre, and we had, oh, my God, probably about 110 women. So they all was here. So we're now going to come back and we're going to join this young lady and the team, our partnership. I've got to meet a lot of them, and they're not just talkers, they're doers. And that's one thing that I always believe, that we have to follow after those who follow after. They say in the Bible, Christ, but at the end of the day, it's people who actually do what they say, not say what they don't do. So I don't care if they're young or old, you know, but I know her reputation is seen. I'm super excited to partner with her and also invest with her, because at this time in my life, legacy is not just about my children, but it's the children that God puts in my life, creation. So thank you again, Coach Mack. Thank you again, Elder Bynum and Brother Z, for allowing me have this opportunity to share this experience with folks and all of our constituents that are via airways and byways. And thanks again for coming on.
Yes. Unlike Coach Mack, Coach Mack, could you give that contact information out again, please?
Yes, the email is thetradeauthority@gmail.com.
Oh, at gmail.com. Okay. I got it wrong.
Yeah.
At gmail.com. .com.
All right.
Sister, and again, like I said, as you know, as a financial or as an advisor, your information cannot just be given one time, because, again, you have to continue. And, again, I not only I'm interested in, like I said, I've always wanted to add trading to my professional. And even though I'm retired, I never, when it comes to financial planning and banking or what have you, I'm always open for a discussion. And in this case, even I am willing to make an investment, because I know, like you said, trading. It's the money's, like you said, that it would take me 10 years to because my investment's a long term investment. But I
correct.
Know trading is instant and it's overnight. So I'm interested in learning, and I know that many of us probably would be. Is interested in knowing, especially when it's knowing how to read and understand the stock market. So, like I said, I invite you to come on.
If you can, and make sure if you. I apologize.
Right,
I wanted to interject before that we go off air, that if you do contact Coach Mack, please make sure you state that you came from Black Belt, Black Wall Street Pod. Or the New African. Anyway,
yeah.
They can make sure. Just give your information out, so that may that way at least they'll know they came from your program. Okay, I just want to make sure that she will have that information.
Okay. Yeah, by all means, Brother Aziz, you can share that information as to how everyone can contact the New Africa Business Association, Black Belt Wall Street Business Directory. You can go ahead and get information out if you would, Brother Aziz.
Okay, yes. For our listeners out there, in order to contact us, you can contact us at the New Africa Business Association of Washington, D.C., or you can email us at newafricaba@gmail.com, and that is newafricaba@gmail.com, or go to our web at New Africa Business Associates, and that's New Africa Business ASSOC.com. New Africa Business ASSOC.com, or you can contact us at area code 202 888-588-5660 or area code 202-903-7278. Is there any other info, Brother Bilal, that I should pass on?
No, just that's how they can contact. And other information is that I had noticed that on this radio station, and this, what we're so proud of is that we have both Muslims and Christians all listening and look and joining in how we can advance ourselves and our communities when it comes to business and business investments. And, of course, you know, the New Africa Business Association was incorporated by our late leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad. In 1995, it was called the Muslims Business Association. And in 2005, he changed our name to the New Africa Business Association. So to hear the sisters come on identifying themselves as Muslims and others identifying themselves as Christians, this is exactly what our Imam was hoping that would come together. And I'm glad that the New Africa Business Association here in the Washington metropolitan area, because there are many New Africa Business Associations all over this country. We're here in Washington, D.C., and we ask you to go to our websites, the New Africa Business Association.com, Washington, D.C. Look at our website and become members. Because, again, our radio show is not cheap, and we need your memberships in order to continue to, because, like I said, African-Americans, we need all the channels of communications that we can create. And the New Africa Business Association, along with the our newspaper, the Muslim Journal, and that Muslim Journal goes into every community, every black community in this country, and it's been doing that now under different names for just about over 100 years. So, brothers and sisters, we're coming to a close, and until next Wednesday, we look forward to continuing. And like I said, Sister Major, we look forward, and you will be hearing from me, but I'm sure you'll be hearing from others, as far as the business opportunities that we're able to be informed and to learn something about. So thanks so much, listeners. Until next Wednesday.
If you have a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? How long have you had your white teacher? Who told you you love your black preacher? Do you respect your brother's woman friend, and share with black folks not of kin? People must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation,
would make a better society. Now some of us would rather cuss and make a fuss than to bring about a little trust. But we shall overcome, I believe, someday, if you'll only listen to what I have to say.
And how long have you had your white teacher?
Who told you you love your black preacher? Can you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks
not of kin. I say now people must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation,
would make a better society. And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose,
okay,
my brother?
Oh, goddamn. That's a ball, baby. That's a butt, baby. Yeah.